Then Jesus got into the boat and began to cross the lake with his disciples. Suddenly, a strong storm broke out on the lake, the waves coming into the boat, but Jesus was asleep. The disciples went to wake him up. "Lord, save us. We're going to drown," they screamed. "Why are you afraid?" Jesus asked. "They have so little faith." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. The disciples were amazed and asked, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him." How many times do we find it difficult to recognize the power of God and that he is with us? We start to think how many times in life we have experienced a miracle. How many times in life we have seen that if it had not been for God, we would not be where we are, just by his grace, right? But sometimes we forget about this. Now, a special moment in the life of the disciples of Jesus enters history. Being there with Jesus, a complicated moment, but at the same time, a great importance and a great teaching. They were amazed at the miracle. Now they come to see the miracles done. If they read in the entire chapter 8 of Matthew, Jesus heals a leper. Then he heals a young man. From far away, he sends a word. And the young man is healed. They brought him many people who were sick, and some who have evil spirits. And with only his word, those people were healed, and they were free. And now something special was coming, a teaching for them, to such an extent that when they passed it, they began to say, "And who is this person? Who is this man that the wind and the sea will still obey him?" It is sad when many times we walk with God and we do not get to know him. One thing is to walk with God, and the other thing is to tell you a little about what happened to them. Even though Jesus was with them, but it was a test of faith. The test of faith was called by storms of life, because many times we are going to face them. Even if we do not want to, we will have to face them. But they will not always be storms. They will see good times in life. There are good times, of course. However, we prepare more waiting for the good and not for the bad. And that may come. And both things are going to happen to us. I ask you a question. Have you prepared for not a so good moment in time? We consider that having a plan B, or many times seeing that things cannot go as we want, and there may be some error. We consider it as a lack of faith, but it is not like that. Jesus told us in the world they are going to have afflictions. And the fact that you live a difficult moment, or you have to enter a storm of life, one of those may appear in life, in which many times we consider that our ship is sinking because the water still gets into the boat. And it is not one thing to be in a storm and see the waters from the outside, but when you already feel that the water is getting inside, things get complicated, right? I don't know if you're understanding me and I'm making myself be understood, but I think we've all been through that. But that doesn't mean that you have lack of faith, or that perhaps you are in sin. And that is why you are experiencing consequences. As many times we manage to say, because it's another person, we condemn and judge what the person is going through. And the first thing we think is, that person is in sin, and God is teaching you, or God put you there in that hospital bed so that you come back to him. No, that's not the way God works. It's not about that. Here, we see the disciples, after preaching with Jesus, seeing, walking with Jesus, and seeing what Jesus was doing, the miracles that occurred. Now, they were in intimacy. They were alone in a boat crossing the lake. They never expected a storm, perhaps, but they did not threaten with a storm. Life can change us in a blink of an eye. How many times have we gone to bed and the next day bad news comes to us and we say, but a few hours ago this was good. What happened? Now it's bad. So that something is wrong. It should necessarily be right. Do you understand me? This is life, my dear friend. Now, they thought because Jesus is with us, and after seeing lots of miracles, imagining seeing how Jesus healed the leper, how he sent the word, and a person who was dying far away, miles away, received healing, or how sick people and demon-possessed people were brought to him, and only with his word, those people, they were free. These boys were happy. They were saying, wow, we are with someone great. We will follow him forever, and nothing is going to stop us. Like when we live those good times, right? We are willing. We say, I will die for Christ, and I'm not going to look back, and I move on. We left strengthened, right? Determined. But then, when they were happy after seeing all those signs, and I assure you that suddenly, we are with the right person, mounted to the boat, and they begin to row. They were perhaps not halfway when the wind began to rage, and the waves began to move with great strength against the boat. Now, most of them were fishermen. I think that during the whole experience of life, they had already experienced storms. I think, yes, 20 years of being a fisherman, it takes you to know the waters and to know the storms. Now, we can compare this with the experiences we have in life. Perhaps you say, 20 years, this, the other, I have many gray hairs. Life has taught me a lot. But what happens when what you are living now exceeds what you have already learned? Now, let's imagine the disciples there in the boat. They begin to see the waves. They begin to see winds, and they begin to worry to the point that one runs from one place to another. And I imagine Peter using his knowledge of fishing and those who were there. We are going to row this way, or we will face it this way or another. But when I see that the water is coming to the boat, they started to worry. And I always put this example. It is like going on a plane and entering a storm and seeing that the plane moves a lot, right? But you listen to the pilot who said, we are going through a moment of storm. Do not worry. We are going to get out of it soon. That gives you a peace of mind. But now, imagine after a few minutes after hearing that a few minutes ago, the pilot tells you everything is going to be fine. You see him coming out of the cockpit, sweating, with his hands on his head, worried. And you see the flight attendants wanting to cry. You start to worry and say, this is not okay. Because if the pilot is worried, what is left of us? We have to pray. Now Peter, with that experience he had in fishing, runs to Jesus. The disciples are worried. And this leads me to think that the situation was not normal. I think they were experiencing a storm, the so-called storms of life. And Jesus was asleep in the boat. These storms many times make us forget whom we have trusted and who is with us. Many times they make us forget that God himself, who sustains us yesterday, he will do it today, and he will always do it. Boy, are we easy to forget when the situation is complicated. This happened to them. They had seen a leper get healed. They were the one who healed a leper, an incurable disease. But that was not enough, because they worried and they ran to Jesus. Now, they are credited that they ran towards Jesus. However, they did not run with faith. They ran with hopelessness. When they woke him up, when they told him, don't you see that we are sinking? It is different that suddenly Peter would have raised Jesus and would have told him, teacher, you help us with the storm because you and your own strength. No, we are not going to overcome it. And you are all powerful. Do you see that the attitude would be different? But he went to wake him up with despair. And this happens to us many times. We pray to God, but our despair and our distrust are not noticeable, because even when we pray, the first thing that comes to our mind is that this is so strong. Will God be able to do it? Let's be honest. How many times have we finished praying and we take up the burden to worry again? Why do we consider? Is it that God heard me? That is when Jesus wakes up. He said, Why do they have so little faith? Jesus got up, ordered the storm to come down, and not only did it calm down, the storm went away. And in the end, they say, wow, who is this man? Wow, you know, the storms of life. Why do we recognize, again, that apart from God, we can't do anything? Yes, I want you to learn something, because I have learned it too. It's my advice for you. The storms are going to come, yes. And the only way to face them is when we trust that Christ will face them for us. Because there are things that in our own strength, we are not going to achieve it. We are not going to achieve it. And just trusting, only trusting and understanding that He is there. It is what will lead us to victory. This is wonderful. We have to learn to rest and trust in the Lord and to know that He is real, that He is faithful, and that He is in control of all things, that without Him, nothing, absolutely nothing, we can do. And another thing, He understands that it's not about many times a yes to live a consequence of something, or that it is something that we deserve or not. It will happen to all of us. And the fact that we believe in God or we are in the Lord will not be exempt from these problems. That these problems will come. No, we will not be exempt from them. They will arrive. The wonderful thing is that He never promised that they will not arrive. What He did promise is that He will be there with us. And this is the most wonderful of all things, because once in the storm, if He is with us, we will see that He is always greater than the storm, and we will be the first to enjoy as His words calms her. My beloved friend, the storms of life are going to come, yes. What we must think is, how are we going to face them? Without Christ in our boat, or with Christ in our boat? He is faithful, but it depends on you. Before crossing, are you going with Him? That is to say, when crossing, you will be confident because He is with you. Father, thank You for Your words. They are simple words, but necessary, because they remind us that You are faithful, that You are there, that Your love is without equal, that You love us with eternal love. Thank You for Your fidelity. And forgive us, because sometimes, as we forget that You were God yesterday, today, You are still God, and that tomorrow You will continue to be God, that You never change. But I also understand, Lord, that part of growth and of strengthening ourselves in You, our maturity and our faith has to mature. Thank You, because You have patience with us and You help us. Apart from You, we can't do nothing, Father. That is why I ask You to continue surrounding us to receive this word, and that these simple words reach the heart and may lift and strengthen the weary. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Please share this audio with all your contacts. And I also invite you here on our YouTube channel. If you are looking for devotionals just in time, you subscribe to the channel so that you receive every day God's word for you. Blessings.